This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Jean Harrison is a woman that writes a blog. She's a great writer, better writer perhaps than she even knows. I want you to listen to her observation about when life disappoints. I wanted security and you gave me chaos. I wanted esteem and you let me know shame. I wanted success and you handed me failure. I wanted your pleasure, Lord, but I experienced your pain. I wanted simplicity and you gave me troubles. I wanted grandeur and I was reduced to nothing. I wanted approval and you handed me rejection. I wanted your blessing, but I tasted your suffering. So I packed my frustration, all my complaints into two giant burlap sacks. The one sack I named bitterness and the other one disappointment, and I heaved them upon my back. Thus I began my journey to you because I needed an answer, you see, for all the things you promised me once and failed to deliver to me. I wanted comfort and you gave me character. I wanted completion and you gave me patience. I wanted glory. You gave me humility. I wanted your promise and you gave me your presence. I wanted ease and you gave me strength. I wanted cheap idols and you offered me true wealth. I wanted garbage and you gave me riches. I wanted your gifts and you gave me yourself. Listen to the last paragraph. And the names on the bags were rewritten, for God had seen fit to destroy both bitterness and disappointment and to name them steadfastness and joy. I fell to my knees and worshiped and cried, "Oh God, all along you knew that deep in my heart from the very beginning, all I really wanted was you. All I really wanted was you." I'm convinced that people don't know it, but in their search for things, in their search for pleasure, even in the sexual realm, everything that people are searching for and hungry for ultimately is a desire with a relationship with the living God, even when they don't know it. Listen carefully. There are things that God will bring into your life that won't come into your life any other way except through the Lord. Would you listen to that again? There are things that God will bring into your life that won't come into your life any other way. And you always thought it was connected to money. Do you realize how many people say, if we only had $5,000 more, we'd be okay? For some people, that's nothing. They say, I want $25,000. We need $100,000. We need $500,000. Then we would be happy. What's your price tag? What have you arbitrarily said and said, if we had that much money, everything would be cool. Everything would be okay. And then we remind ourselves that anything minus the Lord equals zero. I want you to read 17 and 18 again with me, and then we're going to read a couple more verses. 17, I read it already, but I'm going to read it again. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Verse 18, I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. Isn't that interesting? Solomon came to a realization, I don't know if he was in his 40s, his 50s, 60s, 70s, where he looked at all he had and he said, I've got to hand this over to somebody else. How old would you have to be before you came to that realization? You know, some people, it's when they're in the ICU unit of the hospital, and through their semi-conscious state, they hear somebody say, he's got a few days at the most. And then I think they realize, why did I focus so much on the temporary? Would that be the place where it would have to happen in your mind and in your psyche and your spirit in the intensive care ward of the hospital? Would you have to get to a nursing home? And then the realization hit you, this is all temporary and everything I've knocked myself out for is going to somebody else. It's all temporary.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.